morning, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. I invite you to rise as you're able as we start by singing our praise songs.
Thank you.
deep breath and let it out. Let go of the stress in your body. Take that second deep breath. And as you let out this breath, send with it the what ifs. What's next? How do I cope? Let them all go. So you can take a third deep cleansing breath. And as you let out this breath, become fully present here with the risen Lord. Let us join together in our prayer. Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia! Our hopes and dreams have come true. We do not have to fear death, for Christ goes before us. Praise be to God who has raised Christ from the dead and given to us new life. Open our hearts to receive your wondrous words of love, O God. Help prepare us for the opportunities to serve you by serving others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Resurrection from Mark. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been thrown back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were very afraid.
We have a little change here. You may stay seated, and we're going to do the committing to life before you sing again. So I invite you to join in the committing to life. At a time like this, when the triumph of death seems inevitable and the suffering around us makes us want to turn away, we commit to resurrection. In the secret chambers where power brokers meet,
we commit to making the voice of life and justice heard.
In the crisis moments when quick decisions must be made that hold human lives in the balance,
we commit to making peace and coexistence the challenge we raise.
In the forgotten corners where the powerless and poor daily walk the valley of the shadow of death,
we commit to empathy, compassion, and giving.
In the dying spaces of our planet where human carelessness and consumption have threatened the survival of all,
we commit to simplicity and sustainability.
As you stand among us now, Jesus, in your resurrected glory,
may we know the power of your life, may we turn away from death, and may we become agents of resurrection wherever we find ourselves.
And I invite you to stay seated as you sing.
Thank you.
name is Mary and I have a son. And it's been quite a ride with my son. Starting with an angel coming to me when I was quite young, saying that I was going to have this baby. Trying to help Joseph figure that out. And then my son came, and it was wonderful. Although we ran around Egypt until he was safe to come home. And then he was a carpenter. He spent time with his father and his brothers, and it was good. And he was my boy. But then he grew up, and he became the man God called him to be. He went out into every village and every place. He found disciples. And together they traveled around, telling the story of God's love and God's grace. And Jesus always had me with him when he could. And I loved him for who he is as my son, as well as who he is as the Son of God. But this last week has been hard, because I had to watch my boy. Hailed one minute and jeered the next. People calling for him to die, the most horrid death there could be, on the cross. Watching as they nailed him to that cross and put him up with criminals to die. I stood beneath that cross, saying my prayers to my baby boy, and watched him slowly lose life until he was gone. I know he told us to have faith, that this was not the end, but I couldn't see how that was possible, even with all the miracles God had provided. And so, when I went to the tomb with some of the other women and saw that he wasn't there, I was so confused. And then I was overjoyed, because I realized that he had been resurrected. He had risen from the dead. And because of that, I did not have to worry about him ever again. I did not have to worry about Jesus the man or Jesus the Son of God, that he would always be with me. And so on this Easter morning, when I understand what has happened, hope has returned. A mother's love continues. And with hope comes light. And with light comes the ability to go out and continue his work, continuing the love that comes along only from Christ Jesus. You know, it's interesting because I don't always think I understood what Jesus was trying to do. And I didn't really understand the price he would pay. And yet, here I am on Easter morning. Christ is risen, and the world continues forward with hope that things can get better, with the love from God that we know is there, and with new strength for all of us, so that we can help make a difference. It is a rite of passage to go from little girl to mother of an adult. You don't always have to watch your child die, but it is a rite of passage. But in this case, I know that my son is alive. Christ Jesus has risen. And with it, all of my hopes, all of the wonders in the world have returned. Things may not still be all that great, but I know that Jesus lives. And as Jesus lives, So lives my hope. So lives my understanding. So lives my God. May you be also blessed on this Easter morning, remembering that Christ is risen. We go forth into this wondrous world that God the Father has created, knowing we do not have to fear death. We do not have to fear anything. We go in the hope of Christ Jesus. Amen.
You can stay seated. We're going to sing the next song, In Christ Alone.
Thank you.
burdens. But we thank you for this day where we come together and remember, where we come together in our faith to strengthen so we may go on in our lives, proclaiming your word and bringing in the kingdom of God. Please bless these gifts as we continue your work. Amen. Please be seated. Because this is the first Sunday, we have a wondrous opportunity to have Holy Communion in our Easter Sunday. And so I invite you now to sing our song of preparation, which is Sanctuary. And we will be taking Holy Communion by intention, so you will be invited forward by the ushers to take bread and dip it in the juice. So all are welcome. Let us prepare ourselves for Holy Communion. Let us pray. Thank you for the mystery of Holy Communion, Christ Jesus, and this extra special meaning of having Holy Communion on this day when you have risen. Help us to remember that you no longer are on the cross, but are in the world, around and among us. Help us to be the people you call us to be as Easter people. Amen. And I invite you to rise as you're able to sing our last song, which is He Lives. And if you are hungry after worship, downstairs, those nice smells you've been smelling is a wonderful breakfast that you are all welcome to join in. So let us rise as we're able and sing.